This is Chris Marishan with Farmers Insurance. Are you sick and tired of calling your insurance agent
six
times before they pick up or reply to an email? We'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Do you own a home? A car? A small business?
It's great to see our babies are all grown up and they're all grown up and they're all grown up.
We want to hear from you.
Call in.
Big man.
And women. This is Chris Marishan with Farmers Insurance. For a quote, text Chris to 41411. That's 41411.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
That's right, Chris Denman. 7:04 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's the morning after. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're coming to you live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Give us a call today. 314-880-0808 on the appliance discounters phone lines. I'm joined live in the finest studios north of the DePere River by Mr. Douglas Elmo Vaughn?
Elvin.
Elvin.
Not Elmo. Elvin.
Gotcha. Doug, and then again, we have a Hayes impersonator to your left, one Mr. Travis Terrell.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Travis.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you seem like you're in good spirits.
That's Friday. Aren't you happy we made it?
Yeah. Garrett, I'm not going to be as good to you.
Why not, Doug?
Well, old lady journalism is a tireless lover, and she had me awake well into the evening mist. And so I'm just not going to be a whole lot of good to you.
But there was nothing to cover last night.
No, but I still had to be there till 11 or so.
When you're a pillar of the journalism community,
pillar,
you're required to be there all hours, no matter the event, whatever's on the horizon. Vaughn is there.
It's one of those jobs where you can't ever say, you know what, there's nothing going on. I think I'll knock off early and, you know, maybe play golf nine holes. Put in nine holes or just sneak away from the office a little quick. You just can't ever do it.
Better be careful with that behavior. If that was your behavior, I think they'd find somebody else.
But I think there's a lot of jobs where you can, a lot of sales jobs or jobs where you say, you know what, it's four. I think I can get out of here
four.
Early.
Yeah. Try two. Those sales guys,
yeah,
they're easy going.
You can't do it in this business, and that's why I'm not going to be much good to you.
Call that a callback, ladies and gentlemen. On the Tease Farm, Captain's Log, 8 a.m., again, Central Standard Time, Douglas.
Right.
Lakeside Roofing exit poll. That's one of your favorite moments of the week, I believe, Doug.
Well, it's one of the moments of the week. I guess it's as good as any. At least we don't have to make up topics. They've already been made up for us.
8:30 a.m.
True.
Lenny Dykstra, 1986 World Series champion with the Mets, three-time All-Star with Phillies. Author of the new memoir, House of Nails, which is available now. I gave Seymour a little trouble yesterday for the big gets in the Timberfake family. Wes Kemp flicking his nose at the Seymour.
Yeah.
Sea monster. Today, this is. Howard Stern had him a couple weeks ago, Doug.
Did he really?
He did. So we'll talk to Lenny Dykstra at 8:30. 9:40 a.m., the best of the best. Bertie Riley Cutlery, Cuts of the Week.
The Burtlery Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
It's not in the notes, Trev.
Okay.
We're on a show called We Are Live. We're on five nights a week, 7 p.m. Check us out. Download past shows, too. Here, filling in, I believe, Seymour, is Tim back Monday? You can just give me a thumbs up. I don't care.
Listen,
there
to
it
Mike.
Is. That's our studio.
We have Tim and the cat will be returning on Monday.
Wow. Doug, you don't have to sigh so joyfully.
Well, no, it's nice to get a break from those two every now and then.
We got a lot to get into. Travis was pulled over on the way here.
I was not.
No?
Such lies. No, I had a date. A date with Lady Pokemon. I don't know if you heard of this.
Did you fall off a cliff?
I did not.
You played Pokemon?
I did.
On the way here?
It was early, and I had to grab my coffee, and there were Pokemon hanging around Starbucks.
Walking up and down 170?
I wasn't walking up and down 170. I was enjoying myself, having my little latte, and said, oh my, there's a Squirtle.
And so what do you have to do to get it? You just click a button, right?
You got to click a button.
But you don't have to walk around.
It kind of helps if you do.
Why?
Because they're not just in one location. You see Pokemon like to move.
Yeah.
They're not easy to get.
Now, if you get it, does that mean nobody else can have it?
In that location, yes.
You got the only one.
In that location, absolutely.
But another one might spring up later.
Possibly. Oh, very possible.
But you're not trying to win anything.
I am trying to win something. I have to get to a certain level so that way I can go to a gym and I can battle other Pokemon characters.
A gym?
Well, there's a Pokemon gym.
Do they award your dignity back?
I feel like that you're trying to insult me now.
Just a question.
Excuse me. I've always had my dignity.
Speaking of dignity.
Yeah?
Shrewsbury Seminar.
Oh, hey.
Seminary student.
Good morning.
On the appliance discount or phone lines.
Hello, Shrewsby.
Seminar student. What are you? Come on, man.
It's what it says. It's what it says on our board.
Seminary, Doug.
Well, seminary. Okay. Just lighten up. If you're in a seminary, you ought to know not to be so mean to people.
Forgiveness.
Again, I was kicked out of the seminary.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Ooh, you're a real bad apple.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what the hell do you want? Doing? We're fine.
I just got back from vacation, Doug. I thought I'd update you all.
All right, where'd you go?
I was down in that 30A area in Florida, baby.
What part of Florida?
30A, Gulfside, you know what I'm talking about?
Destin. 30A, what does that mean?
Destin?
Yeah, kind of, you know, that area. Yeah, in between Destin and Panama City.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's the bastion. Travis has never been there, although every single Caucasian in the state of Missouri has vacationed in that area from the years of 1983 to now, for sure.
Oh, wow. The Redneck Riviera.
Oh, good God.
I've been three times. I don't say it to disparage you, sir.
Destination, that's what I call it.
Oh, wow.
Did you get an airbrushed T-shirt?
Nah, but I did wear a white shirt on the beach and take pictures with my family.
Did you?
Yes, you did. Did you guys write in like a big heart in the sand and your last name?
No, we didn't do that. No, that'd be lame. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you did something of the sort.
We caught crabs on the beach. That was pretty cool.
That happened to me in Cabo.
Yeah. So is this timber fake fight going to happen or what?
You'd have to ask him. I think he sounded game yesterday.
He sounded pumped.
Yep. He sounds like he's getting a lot of rest, and he sounds
Doug,
like.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think he may be more talk than reality on this one. I'm not sure.
Where's
the other
Charlie?
Guy. Well, I don't know. I think he's on vacation for a couple days, maybe.
Okay. All right. I'm a Charlie Lunning, so.
All right. Good.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you want to tell us Kirkwood Cardinal story?
No, why?
It was pretty hot.
Well, the Kirkwood Cardinals haven't been the team that I manage or the team that I played for years ago.
Yeah, tell us the story when you played on it. It's pretty hot. Thinking of you back then.
It's not that hot. It's not that hot.
Humpback liners.
No, that's about all I'd hit. No, I don't have any Cardinal stories for you right now.
All right. Think we're going to get the second wild card?
Thanks, seminary. Shrewsbury Seminary student.
The phone lines are poison. Remember that.
Am I addicted? Because I want to go back out to him. Matty Bear.
Oh, hello.
On the appliance discounter phone lines.
Hello, Matty Bear.
Hello. Travis, what's up?
Good morrow, good sir.
Rapscallion.
Hey, I didn't like that shot at salesman you took. We leave at 1 o'clock.
Let me tell you something. I've been in sales for a little while now. You cannot get a hold of anyone if it's Flag Day, if it's kind of a holiday, if it's a weekend is near. You know, everybody's lazy.
Yeah, don't bother calling me on Friday either. I'm out of the office.
Drunk by 10 a.m.
But Doug, did you see the fan page yesterday?
No, I don't really go to the fan page.
There's a thread on there that was nearing, 1,000 comments?
About what?
I checked this morning. I checked back. Ended up with 1,041 comments.
Jeez.
My goodness. That's an achievement.
Did you comment at all, Doug?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What were people commenting about?
Okay, so yesterday after the Tony call, someone posted a question about, you know, her making six figures. And I guess, like, now that's the equivalent. Making six figures is, like, the equivalent to, like, where'd you go to high school?
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis.
Boy, a lot of people supposedly making six figures.
Right. So then Bernie in Lexington, or actually, you know, I guess Dish Boy's best friend or Dish Boy's boss, commented once and said, I make $100,000. And then he commented and said, I want to box so-and-so. And then he said something else, and then Bernie in Lexington said, so you're posting your salary, you're picking a fight with somebody online, and now you're self-arguing with yourself.
Getting all this, Doug?
Then, that guy, Dish Boy's boss or whatever, started posting pictures of like tennis shoes and diamond necklaces and sales figures and commission statements. Doug, you know what happens when you start poking the hornet's nest of 3,500 militant gays.
Well,
you know what happened.
What happened?
So it just went on and on and on. And then people started posting pictures of everything they had in their house. Bernie in Lexington was posting pictures of vacations. And this guy was fired up. I mean, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man posted a picture of a generator. I posted a picture of some chicken legs I smoked on my smoker. Oh.
Everybody's quite wealthy.
This went on for about 12 hours, maybe 13.
I read every single comment, Doug. What's that mean about me? What does that mean
Bernie
about
me? Bernie and Lexington texted me this morning, because him and I kind of go back and forth, you know, outside of the 920 thing, and he said that he hadn't worked since 9 a.m., or he actually hadn't worked since 9 a.m. Mm. He ignored his fiance all day, skipped the meeting at work, skipped a meal, and screened a phone call from his mom.
Just so he could read the threads coming in on this?
Well, read it and participate. He was posting vacation pics.
What would your go-to posted pic be, Doug?
I don't know.
Maybe Bandit playing on the computer?
Well, that could be.
Bandit's a good one.
That would be a good pick.
But, like, this guy is obviously blessed. He wants to fight everybody on the fan page. He makes $200,000 a year.
And this is Tony Timberfake's love interest?
No, it's her love interest boss.
Oh, the boss. The guy that Timberfake wants to fight.
Wait till they get a load of this operation, Doug.
No, the boss wants to fight somebody else.
Yeah.
In my experience, people that talk about fighting and money are generally, they back it up quite well.
Well, there's almost no bluster.
You know, the best part is this guy doesn't listen to the show. So, like, I don't think he knew what he was getting into when he started posting pictures of, like, wads of cash from 2013. Like, you know what's going to happen. Like, Tony Dow was posting some pictures.
Don't get Tony Dow riled up.
That's right. Matty Bear, we got to take another call. I appreciate the update, brother.
Take care, Matty Bear.
He just bailed out like that. Yeah. His feelings hurt.
Let's keep it going.
The rousing good morning.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, what? Yellow.
Well, there it is. That was your thing. You know, we're just going to clear them, Doug. It's the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Right. It's the People's Show, not to be confused with formerly Pat Emig's show on this station. Hello, Mike Lee.
Hey, yesterday when I was Jessica.
You did. You had a date, did you?
Yep.
Well, where'd you go?
Just ride around with her.
Just rode around the car.
Yeah.
Well, that can be fun if it's with the right person.
Yep, Jessica, so cool.
You two have really hit it off.
So, you know, I got to say, I ain't going to tell Penny that.
No.
Not me.
Don't do that.
No, Travis, your thoughts.
You will not.
Hey, this coming up Thursday, I'll be there. The Hot Shots.
Oh, at Hot Shots. There's a night. Doug will be there. I believe he's picked out his gown already.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, that's nice.
You got anything to say?
Oh, yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee, Doug.
You're having Starbucks this morning, are you?
Make my ass sexy.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's pretty early. It's not even 7:30.
Anything else, Doug? Mike?
Yeah.
You might kiss my ass.
Let him go.
Whoa,
let him go.
Mike Lee.
I don't know why Doug puts up with this.
Shot out of nowhere. On the Appliance Discounter phone line.
I didn't see that coming. I should have known. I've been doing this for 10 months. I should have saw that coming, but I didn't.
Whew.
Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name just now went into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Early and often, Doug. That's how it goes.
Oh, they have a special today at Llewellyn's.
Oh, nice.
And if you just order that, your name goes into the hopper, and they'll have a drawing, and you might be able to go on a trip to spring training next spring, or a trip to Louisville, or a big group tour of Anheuser-Busch. The special today, I know you're wondering.
What's the special, Doug?
Fish and chips, 2 cod fillets dipped in beer batter and fried, served with house-made tartar sauce, and their choice of Llewellyn's Pub chips or traditional chips, which are fries, of course. That's Llewellyn's Pub, 6 locations, 1 near you.
We love offering prizes. Text the day today, 3-day VIP pass to Gold's Gym. Email of the day. Doug, this is a big one.
What is it?
You love the emails. Pair of Bud Bash Cardinals tickets for Tuesday, July 19th. What's that include, you ask?
What does that include, Chris?
It's good job, guys.
Thank you.
This includes a mini bobblehead of Brad Thompson.
Oh.
You'll have a chance to win access to the VIP Bash. VIP event includes an autograph session with Brad. VIP event starts 2 hours before game time, 5:15 p.m.
Hey, isn't that Brad Thompson guy like on another station?
Mm-hmm. Well, 101's running a McKernan bobblehead night.
Oh, that's only fair. Okay, why didn't you say so? All right, that's cool.
Life size.
Oh wow. Yeah, oh, boy.
Where that came from.
Ray King, I'd like to be on Mike Lee's arm at Hot Shots.
So that's next Thursday?
Yeah, we'll be doing a show.
Are we invited?
Is it already a week?
No, you're Thursday? Not invited. It's in West County.
No, it's not. It's
too many gates.
Not next Thursday, the Thursday after.
Oh, okay.
28th.
Oh.
You know, we talked about gated communities yesterday. How I said there are none. Yesterday, I had to go to Priory High School for a basketball clinic. I drove by Conway Road. I saw two or three gated communities.
I knew it!
What'd the signs on the outside say?
It didn't need a sign.
Travis need not apply.
Well, yes. Yep. Told you.
Right there off Conway.
Can you imagine this Doug's face just driving? I can't believe it. It's right along.
I don't ever see gated communities. No, yesterday, I saw them for like the first time.
That was another big thing online. TMZ picked it up for a moment. Hashtag GateGate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People taking pictures of gated communities?
It was a big deal because you denied its existence.
Well, I said, I know it's there. It's just not very many of them. They were right in my face yesterday.
White collar gangster. What's up, A-Squad? We're the A-Squad. Huh. We were the D-Squad yesterday.
Oh, moving up on the list. All right.
I can deal
good.
With that. Travis, our friend Manchild79 says, hey, Travis. Where are the thickets, white broads?
The thickets. I would again suggest North County.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
In this town.
If you're looking for a thick gal, just turn on anything. You'll get it.
If there's a food festival in St. Louis, you will
food festival.
Likely.
If there's a run downtown, you'll still see a nice herd of gal.
We are well fed here, that's for sure.
Did you say herd?
Yeah.
Oh, my mama.
You live downtown and hear Black Eyed Peas every Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
I got a feeling. It's like it's 5:45. Oh, what run is today? Yeah. What is today's marathon?
Oh, obviously out of shape people coming. I'm here to change my ways and how I take care of my body. Let's hang out downtown for once because I've got armored guards down the half mile stretch that I'm going to call a run and post about on social media for the rest of the weekend.
Why else would you run downtown unless you were being chased?
Running from?
Yeah, you could be being chased or at a marathon.
We've got Lenny Dykstra at 8:30. His cousin, Big Al, on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Big Al, what's up?
Hello, Al.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Big Al? What's going on, bro?
Hey, Travis, we have a gated community in Lake St. Louis. You got to use your fingerprint, so don't even try to get a fake card and swipe it. You have to have your fingerprint out here, baby. Nobody comes in unless you're allowed. Hey, I just got a call saying you guys are looking for six-figure salesmen that don't do anything. That's me, right, Doug?
There we go.
I would say so.
Yep.
You've got to figure it out.
I'm going swimming and golfing today and then answer my phone maybe, and that depends if I happen to look at fan page. I don't post on it. But
what if it's a big order? You got to answer the phone if it's a big order for bowling, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be handled. If anything crops up, I put it out. We had a little incident at the plant this week, Doug, and one of my guys was going to get rode up, and I talked the owner down off the ledge because I said, listen, you rode him up in your mind. He's been there 20 years. You don't know what's going on. He could be like the guy at Channel 4 here, back here in St. Louis. He's got everything going on, a million miles an hour, so just give him a break. Otherwise, it'll hurt his morale, you know? So yeah. I kind of talked him off the ledge a little bit, saved the guy a ride up.
Doug was responsible for the non-ride up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was, because, you know, look at Doug. He comes in every day. Timmy's out gambling millions of dollars, and you guys are sweating like a bunch of sweatshops. Cat's out doing who knows what. And there's Doug, the anchor, all the time, just sitting there holding the fort down. Good old Doug, man. You can't beat Doug and me. We're old guys, and we're the anchors around here. So, you enemies, you go ahead and post on here after I hang up about drink bleach, jump off the bridge. Don't hate the player, hate the game, but I do got to say something, and then I will self-report on Monday when the real team's here, because you were right what you said about Chris about wanting to fight people. Because, see, Barnhart, goat baller, he always texts in mean stuff. And he's a Democrat, which me and Doug, sorry, Doug and I, do not agree with. He's an idiot on that aspect. So okay. He kind of got a little sideways with me and him and I. And I never met him, so I challenge him to a fight, right?
Yeah.
So I'm ready to whip his ass. I was going to go on the undercard with Timberfake. Ring the bell. So I'm in hard pose, and all of a sudden this gal comes up and she goes, "Are you Big Al?" I go, "You know it."
Oh,
she goes, "Barnhart Brawler's here." Oh, I'm like, "Where?" I wheeled around. I go, "Where?" She goes, "Now listen, no trouble." I go, "I'm telling you where, and I want to tell you I walked up." Have you met him, Doug?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow. I'm like, "Dude, you're Brawler?" He's like, he's got this weary eye. I give him the weary eye, like the old gun down, gunslinger look. And I go, "Dude, I take back everything I said about wanting to fight you. I am out of my league.
He's a big
fella. Telling
yeah,
you.
That Barnhart Brawler.
Yeah, he works out, Doug. He works out."
Oh, goodness.
So, Brawler, I already told you this in person. I'm doing this for everybody on the show. I have backed down. Brawler's like 28 and big muscles. Oh,
wow.
I crushed him in arm wrestling, Doug. Honest to goodness, you can ask the man. I crushed him in arm wrestling. But when the trouble starts, I'm behind him. Because if me and him boxed, it'd be like that Sonny Liston punch. I'd hear it go by my ear, and I'd just fall out like
big
I've been
boy.
Shot.
Yeah.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Boy, that brawler.
So don't let your mouth overload your ass, boys.
Very true. Because
I did it.
The big Al,
I'm man enough
words.
To admit it.
Big Al,
have a good go.
Wait, Big Al.
Have a good Friday.
We've got news for you.
What?
Just beware the brawler.
Oh, all right.
Beware the brawler.
Okay.
Oh, brother, I already showed you Big Hurt's picture. Don't get too froggy, okay? You might whip my old ass, but I tell you what, I'll win in the end because I'll stand on his – I'll actually be sitting on his shoulders while he's whipping your ass.
All
so don't
right,
get too froggy, brother.
Thanks, Big Al.
Have a good day, boy.
All right, Al.
Big Al definitely knows brawler.
Big Al with the most coherent call I've heard from him.
Accurate.
More.
Now, when I met the Barnhart Brawler, he appeared to be about 5'10", 5'11", about 150.
Big boy, that brawler.
Could there be another one?
I think there's only one.
There's only one Barnhart Brawler.
Guy, and I know he's into recapping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matty Bear, hey, Big Al, attach an anchor to your leg and jump into a river.
There it is.
Matty Bear, the hipster Tower Grove South, Big Al, drink bleach.
Oh, there it is. He knows his audience.
Brother A-Bear, VP of marketing for We Are Live, sending in a picture of the alleged arm wrestling with the Barnhart Brawler.
Air quotes.
And Big Al.
Oh, that Barnhart Brawler. Big boy.
A lot of hate coming in on the text line, Doug. I wouldn't expect that.
Well, the text line is always full of hate. Hate and vileness. A lot of bitter people on there. They get up first thing in the morning, they turn this on, and they say, "Boy, I hate this show," and they just start giving us messages.
"I hate this show. I'm going to listen to it for the next 3 hours.
Yep.
They attend just events.
Rip everybody on there. Turn the channel. If you hate us so much, simply hit the dial.
Engine Joe's camera, imagine, man, I don't work out, but I still want to give Doug Vaughn a... We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, Doug.
I'll tell you what we are going to do, and that's put his name in the suspension log. You'll Engine Joe. How about you serve a little 2-day suspension?
He probably deserves it.
Thanks, Llewellyn.
Definitely deserves it.
Engine Joe.
Oh, my.
It's the Barnhart Brawler, everybody.
Cave Ride Magic Man.
Oh, what up, Chris? What up, Trav?
Oh, Brawler, big boy. What's good?
Oh, man, how's it hanging?
You know,
little
up, man. You took my line. Damn it.
So, apparently, the drunk senile guy just called in and said that he arm wrestled me. Is this true?
Word on the street is that he kicked her ass. Oh, he wanted to
said.
Kick her ass, and then he saw
but
you.
But he's back down. He's politely back down.
Yeah, I don't know who he met, but that wasn't me.
Yeah, we knew that.
It's an imposter.
We kind of figured it out.
Pretending to be the brawler.
Do we have dramatic music, Plowsy? How do we not drop this dramatic music?
Dun, dun, dun. So, it wasn't you he was trying to fight.
I don't know who he was talking to, but, you know, I don't think he would have been intimidated by my stature. I'm a little short, a little bit of a bush beer gut going on, so.
Webster Weenpeaker has sent in a picture, and the gentleman in the picture appears to be 6'3", 230, 240, maybe?
Yeah, that's not me.
No,
that is not
so
you.
I don't know, somebody else squashed my beef for me, I guess, is that...
Do you
is that
pay?
Legal?
Do you have? Yeah, I think so. I think if If you have a texter, emailer like yourself, and maybe you have a fan that wants to step up in your stead, then we can do that.
Imitation is the biggest form of flattery, right?
I agree.
Let's keep it 100, brawler. Would you still be able to kick Big Al's ass?
Yeah, the dude's like 60 and pretty frail, and I think she's either stoned or drunk all the time. I think we'd take care of it. But I thought Tony Dow wanted that fight. Tony Dow is pretty pro beating up the elderly.
Oh. Sounds like Tony Dow. Sounds like the Tony Dow I know.
And how about you? You were going to fight Timberfake. Is that still a possibility?
I'm down, but let's be honest. I don't think it'll ever happen. He's pretty flaky, that Christopher.
Why don't we just all go to the airport like at 2 in the afternoon? No one's ever in Lambert at 2 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And just have it out, Fight Club style.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's go.
Why at the airport?
Because I think that's where...
We got to pay to park. I'm not going to pay to park.
That's a good point. I think we can take the Metrolink.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, bro.
I rolled on the Metrolink.
All right. Hey, Travis, we didn't see you at happy hour yesterday. What's up?
I don't know if you know who I am, the freaking Blackfish. I don't have time for you peasants. But it's nice to hear from you, brawler. Take care. He wants me to hang with them. I don't do such things.
No, you wouldn't hang out with the little people.
No, of course not. I'm in the cat's chair.
We've got all kinds coming in. Stephen Wildwood, is brawler married with kids? That's a no. Dave with cauliflower ear. We are all the brawler. #, I stand with the brawler.
Stand with him then.
The weird movement. That's an odd movement to have going. Standing with the brawler. What the hell's going on in his life?
He's from the lunatic left fringe.
Which is, when I think of Barnhart, Missouri,
yeah,
I think of highly liberal leftists.
I wouldn't think that.
Why not, Doug?
You just wouldn't.
It's good people out in Barnhart.
Yeah, they're
more
fine
of a red
folks.
Area.
You think so?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Would you live in Barnhart, Missouri?
Well, if I had a job in that area, I suppose I would.
Okay.
I'm not sure I've ever spent much time in Barnhart. Probably driven through it.
Not enough gates for you.
Do they have gated communities in Barnhart?
Maybe like a cattle guard.
How big is Barnhart?
That's a good question. How big is Barnhart?
I'm going to say...
5,000 or so?
I was going to say... I'll say 6,000 people.
Really?
Can we get a stat, Alec? Population. Barnhart, Missouri.
What's down there? Is there a landmark down there?
The brawler.
Well, other than that... Oh, I started to write in Barnhart, Missouri, and I typed in Barnhart brawler.
5,682.
Is it that big?
Hey, that's good work, Doug.
That's as of 2010, though.
Good
as
work,
of 2010,
Alec.
Yeah,
Mizzou Business School stepping up.
I don't think Barnhart has Wi-Fi yet, so we got to get updated stats.
I wouldn't think so.
You know what they have down there? They have farms, but my favorite farm is Tease Farm.
Oh, I love farms.
Tease Farm and Greenhouse, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. But they have much, much more, including homegrown produce like sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches. Plus, Tease Farm has the best selection of plants and flowers. Also, get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farm. Tease Farm and Greenhouses with 3 locations at North Hanley, Maryland Heights, and St. Charles. Tease Farm, sponsoring the Captain's Log this morning also, Doug.
This says Barnhart is 97.4% white, 0.5% African American.
Wait a minute.
They have half an African American.
Wait a minute.
Wait a damn minute.
0.3% Native American, 0.4% Asian.
They really took that Missouri compromise literally down in Barnhart, apparently. They know you can have a 0.5 African American.
If you live there, you'd go to Windsor High School, I guess.
Yeah, Windsor. I'm familiar with that high school.
Okay.
How would you like to be the black guy in Barnhart when the census comes around, you raise your hand, and you're still only 0.5? It's me!
You probably didn't have to raise your hand. They probably recognized
it. Like, oh,
somebody's mom lived in another city for a little while.
See, Canton was similar to that, whereas we didn't have a half black. We had like one black family.
Oh,
you know, that's normal for Central Illinois where you have that one black family.
Right. Treated with respect and dignity.
And so everybody can say, hey, I'm not racist. I have that black friend.
Family.
Yeah, you know that whole deal.
It's in the town code.
The other side of the county.
Median family income in Barnhart, $59,000.
Really?
Yeah. That'd be a little better than the national average.
That's way above the national average, I feel like, right?
That's tall cotton they're walking in down there.
Must be nice. Ballers.
Maybe you should look into Barnhart, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Let's up that percentage to 1.5.
That would be nice. Think about the live remotes we can do for We Are Live from Barnhart.
What do you think the national average is for a household income?
I'm going to go 44,000.
Stephen Wildwood with an update. Confederate flags are flying there.
No.
According to the census survey, the median household income for the United States, $53,657 in 2014.
Okay.
Bobby and Mobertucky, not a fan of the brawler. Wouldn't have guessed those two didn't get along.
Yeah.
How does a fan page get over 1,000 comments on one topic?
I don't know. It's do we applaud McKernan?
Oh, man.
Whenever things like that happen, I like to text him and go, look what you've done.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. That's what I think when Tim sees, he's just at Hilton Head, just watching this from afar, and just That's crackling.
Right. sipping his Lagavulin.
And these are people.
Anna Marie, it's at 1,000.
These people are so busy that they're going to spend their whole day arguing about whether a guy really makes six figures or doesn't with his sales job.
That's
all it takes?
That's the new...
Everything going on in the world, and that's what's got our audience upset.
Their dander's up, Doug.
There are lots of people who make a six-figure income.
Lots, but I don't think as many say that say they do.
I think the thing that was more upsetting for most was that the profession. I think because he was a salesperson and for Dish
like
is
Dish?
What really set people off, and that's what I think got the ball rolling.
That'd be selling a lot of dishes.
That's a lot of dishes, especially considering I don't know many folks with Dish, but apparently this guy has sold enough.
Doug, I don't want to steal your bit, figures. But call in Big Dish
call in
sales?
Big Dish.
Oh, God.
I bet they sell a lot of that dish if you get outside the city limits a little bit.
That would make sense, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
The man known as Zambo texting in saying he's not racist because he texts into an AM radio show where a black guy's a co-host.
That's very
true.
That does count.
It does. Cred.
Especially
NAACP award coming his way.
Especially at St. Louis Radio.
Yeah.
It's me and Charlie Tuna.
Shot.
Mike Claiborne.
And Claiborne, of course.
Whoa, what do you have against Mike Claiborne?
Nothing against Claiborne. He took my job. I want to call the Cardinals game.
He's got better stories.
Can another brother call a Cardinal game?
That guy has had a hell of a life, Doug. Whenever you guys had him on his program, he's talking about hanging out with Jordan, gallivanting about.
That's who we need in the hot tub. We need to get Claiborne in the hot tub.
After Doug completes his.
Well, when are you getting in the hot tub again?
That's
right now.
Well, I may be out of town.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
You heading to Wichita way?
I might.
What other? Mm. Let's see. You have family. We said Wichita. You said, I've heard you say Oklahoma.
Some in Topeka.
Oh, wow.
My dad was from, heaven forbid, Liberal, Kansas.
Well, that's...
Wait,
wasn't actually
they
the
did
name.
That as a joke?
Probably. Way out in the western plains of Kansas.
It would have to
boy,
be.
You talk about... Boy, that's rough out there. Nothing but wheat, as far as you can see.
On the appliance discounter phone lines, a We Are Live favorite, but he's also a Morning After favorite. Caller JR, are you from Kansas?
I'm not. I'm from Mississippi, as I've said before. But
oh, that's right.
I think that all this talk about Democrats, liberals, conservatives, Republicans, it needs to end. Black, white, it needs to end.
Yeah.
We need to band all together as a country and fight terrorists and fight these evil.
Right.
That's what we need to do. And I don't care what color you are. You need to hate the Taliban. You need to hate ISIS. And we need to vigilantly fight them to the core.
We can't even agree on how to deal with it, though. The Democrats think we need to allow thousands more from Syria into this country.
Yeah, I don't care what we do as long as we blow it up.
Oh.
Because right now, they're doing things that we never thought they'd do. You over with a tractor trailer and kill 80 people. No one would have saw that coming. Nobody would have.
Pretty terrible.
And we've got ways to do this. It's called military force. We've done it before. We can do it again. And it's only a matter of time before something like that happens again on our soil.
Oh, I agree with that. But military force is not as easy as it once was. You're not fighting another army. You're fighting individual people that pop up out of nowhere.
Well, I don't have all the answers, but we just need to band together as a country and get against those hateful people is what we need to do. I'm so sick of hearing about black and white and Chinese. And we're Americans.
We are.
Everyone here is an American. Everybody here.
Well, not really. There's a lot of illegals in here, and they're not Americans.
There may be. I don't know about them illegals. I don't deal with that. But I'll tell you what I do deal with. I hate terrorism, and I love America. I love it here.
Yeah.
JR, this is a poignant call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sick of all the BS, man. I'm sick of it. Mm. Because we need to band together here and fight terrorism. And all I hear all too often is athletes and everybody talking about black versus white. We all live in this country. These are our borders. We need to protect them.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Tell them, JR.
It's so much easier to say than to do. If you're on the road right now, there's probably a semi-truck within a few hundred yards of you, and what's to keep that guy from plowing into people on the street?
I told you it's really hard to deal with.
He doesn't have all the answers.
That this country is great, and we can keep getting better.
We need to band together.
Right now. I'm sick of hearing about all this tension within ourselves. We need to fight that and band together and fight terrorism.
I don't suppose we'll all band together until the aliens come and then all the earthlings will finally band together.
Bill Pullman.
That's a good documentary.
Yeah. I don't much believe in all that. There's nothing about aliens in the Bible. There never will be.
Well,
so I don't know about any aliens, but I'll tell you what. We have an opportunity in this next generation to be great as Americans. We have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And we're floundering it right now. We're letting it go. We're letting it out of our grasp, and it's only going to get worse if Hillary Clinton's elected president.
Oh, there
you all know that.
Well, that part's true. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when that was going to go.
You all know it's true.
I do.
You don't like Donald Trump either, though, JR.
I hate Donald Trump, and I hate Hillary Clinton. They're both political insiders as much as they claim to be outsiders.
Oh, wow.
Donald Trump's a political insider. He has been his whole life. He's born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Flip-flop, too. He used to be a big Democrat.
I won't vote for either of them.
You go, JR. JR's fired up. Good morrow.
Doesn't make you a bad person that you were born in a silver spoon in your mouth. It usually means that your parents had their act together and did pretty well.
Do you believe in your heart that he is a good person? Do you think he's going to help us with our problems, or is he going to keep dividing?
I don't know. He's not the candidate I wanted up there either. I just know that I would take anybody walking the country right now over Hillary Clinton. Anybody?
JR, your thoughts on Gary Johnson?
I'm not much of a libertarian. I think he doesn't believe in religion, and religion's what this country was founded upon.
Damn it, JR!
But I don't know a whole lot about him, but I wouldn't go that platform either. I think that he would go against my Christian values.
So that's all one to me.
That's number one.
Who are you going to vote for?
Christian values are number one. I haven't decided yet. There are some third parties that are...
Who's representing the 900 Club?
I don't know. Well...
700 Club?
700 Club.
700 Club. It's the 700
Pat
Club.
Pat Roberts.
I like to give him more credit.
Okay.
I think he's leaning towards Donald Trump, and that's his prerogative. He's a good Christian man. He's done well for the world. He has the opportunity to vote for whoever he wants to vote for. Everybody. Anybody does. And Pat Robertson can do the same. The 700 Club has their own views. I agree with a lot of them. I don't agree with some. I have my own peace of mind. I'm going to speak my mind.
Well, thank you, JR. We appreciate your support for liberty and freedom.
God bless you, JR.
Take care, brother.
God bless you guys, and have a great weekend, all right? All of you.
Amen. All right, thank you, JR.
Caller JR. There's a lot of coherence this morning. JR usually has an Obama rant or two.
Mm-hmm. It always bothers me when people think that we shouldn't have political candidates whose parents were wealthy. Yeah, why would you want someone who's real successful, really smart and real successful? You're going to hold that against him?
Here's what I have.
The last time we had an election, the candidates couldn't wait to run in front of the microphone to tell people how darn poor and how horrible their parents were.
Yeah, you think
you were poor? We had to live in a hole on the side of the highway. We would have loved a tar paper shack.
I think what JR was getting at and what annoys me is...
Let's break it down.
The fact that Donald Trump thinks he wasn't from a lot of money. When he talks about it before he became president, he goes, I just got that small $1 million loan to start my company. I mean, he just plays it off like he did this by himself, when clearly no normal person gets a $1 million loan to start any company they desire. I mean, if you have $1 million to start with, you're going to have a better chance of becoming rich and successful. It's just facts.
Absolutely. But,
he doesn't thank his parents for that. He just goes, I just got that small loan.
Uh-huh.
The rest of it's all me.
Yeah.
That is so annoying.
But aren't you okay
he's
with
such
your,
a windbag.
Aren't you okay with your leaders coming from very successful
families? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have no issue with that. Absolutely.
Hell
but
yeah.
I would like him to man up and tell me that rather than just say, I just got this really small $1 million check from my dad. It's really no big deal. It didn't help me become successful.
Right.
That's a joke.
Although a lot of us would have said, I got a $1 million loan. Okay, I think I'll retire right now.
I'd have a mansion and a greenhouse. I mean, that's kind of what. So he did a little bit better than what I would have done with $1 million. Yes.
What goes in the greenhouse, sir?
But they gave Mitt Romney all kinds of hell because his dad was a senator and rich. And, man, how could this guy possibly know anything? All he's done is start this huge company and employ thousands of people. What an idiot. Really?
Yeah, the guy that's created jobs for how many people and created that. Yeah, it is interesting that it is focused on, and it's hilarious. What are the Clintons worth?
Hundreds of millions. Never worked for anybody.
Girl,
never.
Girl, I love hot sauce.
Hot sauce on my bag.
Please. I'm sorry. Either side, if you buy into any of the pandering crap, then you need to look in the mirror. Come on.
The only people the Clintons have ever worked for are the American people.
Well,
they're career politicians. They've never worked or started a business for anybody.
Allegedly.
And they're worth a couple hundred million?
I wonder what alleged assassinations make you.
Probably save you.
I think
a lot
we should
of money.
Probably move on to the next topic. There's a laser on our foreheads right now.
But again, I go to what I said yesterday, and I've been saying all year: give Barack that 4-year extension and just go ahead, just play it out. Let's see what happens.
His jails are so full of whistleblowers that he promised to protect.
Yeah.
I don't think that we could handle it as a country. I mean, it's tough. What else you got, Doug?
Nothing.
We are going to hench out 79 suggesting JR drinks bleach. I don't know. Ray King's parents are out of town. He's dog sitting. All these things. Doug, why do you hate my dogs is what I want to know. You hate
dogs.
My dogs.
He doesn't. Well, your dogs are pretty violent.
Right. Yeah.
Very violent dogs.
They've made me some money, man. What you got against that?
How'd they make you money? Breeding the dogs? You're running a puppy mill now.
The annual Michael Vick tournament down in Tower Grove. Lord. That's what it sounds like.
Right, yeah.
Hey, we have a New York Met on in the next hour, but there was this 30 for 30 last night in regards to Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry last night, though, he was on Mad Dog, and he made this comment that really blew me away, where Daryl Strawberry said that during games, he would have...
Hold that thought,
okay.
Blackfish, because I believe we have the audio of this interview. Maggie O'Brien's Fun with Audio.
Have you ever had sex in the ballpark?
That was on the road, yeah. Probably, it's a great possibility.
At a stadium.
Great at a stadium, yeah.
Like before a game, during a game? Like
in the middle of a game.
Wait a second.
Let's just leave it at that. Been there, done that. Done a lot of things.
Are you playing in that game?
Yes, I'm playing.
Like you're batting fourth and like 7, 8, and 9 are up?
But it's between the innings, you know. It worked out well. It's just how crazy it was.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's got to be prearranged. You don't just like see a girl in the stands and point her out.
It's kind of worked out that way. You organize and point her out and tell the kid.
Her?
Yeah.
Her bottom four.
That is sensational.
Does that ever happen at the news station,
no.
Doug?
No.
I'm like, hey, what's that over there?
That viewer.
How much time we got?
What you got? That Galen Afton. Send her down to the makeup room.
If you're going to go to the well in St. Louis, really you happen. Go to that Afton well. That's for sure. I think he's full of it, but you can't discount anything he says either.
Daryl Strawberry has spent half his life filled with crack. So I'm not going to take everything
doesn't
he
live,
says.
Yeah. Doesn't live too far from here.
Yeah, he lives in O'Fallon.
I believe so. Yo, Travis. Big fan now?
Oh my goodness, I didn't know he was within the time zone.
I've seen him at the airport like 3 or 4 times. It's always like, what the hell?
It seems like he's really straightened his life out over the last 20 years or so.
Sure.
To where he helps other people do it. And I don't know why he would be lying about it.
You point to the in the stands.
Well, I'm sure that happens frequently, whether it happens in the middle of the game.
I would think
inside the game part is the one that I don't.
Do you think maybe we're
after the game, sure.
We're discounting how awesome it was to be a baseball player before smartphones.
Yeah, that could be.
Baseball in the 80s was the Wild West.
Because just the way he was like, well, we'll just leave it at that. You went for the attention thing, and then you're going to just drop it because you don't want to get pressed on details. But I think it probably did happen.
I think that what the problem is with the in-game maneuver would be, how do you know this isn't going to be a 1-2-3 inning? Or is it going
to be
maybe 2 pitching changes and a half hour later. So I don't know how you can prepare for something like that.
Right. What if there's a big rally?
The girl might have to sit there and wait for the appropriate time.
Right, but
they probably went up, got her a credential, showed her down to the locker room area, and when he looked up and said, you know what, I'm going to have 15 minutes right here, then maybe they go into the locker room or something. I don't know. I don't suppose it's impossible.
But when's the time for a cigarette and conversation, though?
Well, when you get back to the dugout. Remember that picture of Richie Allen smoking a cigarette in the dugout in Sports Illustrated?
It explains what they did in the 80s during rain delays.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Well, wouldn't you think at one point the manager steps in
That's
and say, hey.
That's what my next question is.
So they're together?
The manager, I mean, sure, the manager's chick? Manager's got to stay in the dugout. He might not know what's going on in the locker room during the game.
Nor the 80s. That man's like, oh, there goes Daryl again.
Yeah.
All right, like, Daryl.
Well, last time he went back there, he got two stolen bases the next inning. So.
That's true.
Well, there are I'm thinking back to the stadiums in that era, like Busch 2. There were certainly many rooms near the Cardinal locker room that somebody could have been standing waiting by for a player to walk back.
So next time we see a Cardinal outfielder just sprint extremely fast towards the dugout, we know what time it is.
A lot harder to do it now with their current setup. A lot harder.
Yeah, there's more barriers.
And there's much more professionalism now.
It's not the Cardinal way. That's not the Cardinal way.
Maybe, but there's also a... Easy. You're going to end up on Deadspin. Also now, the way people are and the way our society's set up, an intern who would be with like public relations or something would have the chutzpah or think that they were important enough to tell the starting center fielder for the Cardinals, oh, you can't come back here.
Right.
Whereas back then, it'd be like, get the hell out of the way.
Right, right. And as you said, the big thing is everybody's got a camera on them.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
If that happened now, the girl would tweet a selfie of it happening on Twitter mid coitus.
And these guys are making so darn much money that I think most of them, about 99%, are smart enough to say, I'm not going to blow this now. I can behave myself for a few years while the money flows in, and then I'll let it rip after that.
How boring is it that you would see a shortstop in today's day be like, ooh, that's a bit of an insurance risk. I don't know if I should try that.
Oh, yeah.
Considering 20 years ago, I was like, woo! Baseball players are.
We've heard people say that the hockey guys, when they go on the road, they usually don't go anywhere now because they can't. You know, they have a party there at the hotel, or they just sit around and by themselves and party a little bit, because wherever they go, someone's got a camera, and oh, look, there's a girl right next to him. Who's that girl? And wow, he had a drink in his hand. Look, he's drunk at the bar. You can't do it.
Right, yeah. He kind of influenced me to come up here or whatever. So, yeah, you don't want to risk that kind of stuff.
So he was like basically in the on-deck circle and was like, oh, look at the things on her. Bad boy.
Well,
give me that.
I mean, they are male and human. I'm sure they do look in the stands just like you would.
Do you ever like that, Doug? Whenever people are like, how could he do that? I'm like,
let me tell you how he could do it. You can't contemplate this because it'll never happen to you.
You can't help but do it.
50 women, the hottest things you've ever seen, throwing themselves at you.
I think
Gritchick, everywhere you go.
That's why I think Gritchick ended up going down to Memphis.
You're attracted to him?
No, well, who isn't? But you're in the on-deck circle. You're Randall Gritchick. You look up, look in the green seats. Some hot ass.
Travis's mom screaming.
I do remember a time, I think I've told this before, where it was right when Michael Walker got called up, so not many people knew who he was. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago at the Wheelhouse. And me and my buddy watched him get turned down like 8 times. Now, it would never happen. You know, he's well known.
Really?
Yep. Like 8 times. And so we were smoking a cigarette. He walked outside to get... I'm getting in a black car, so I imagine the Cardinals sent a vehicle or an Uber Black or something. And my buddy goes, hey, you strike out? And he goes, oh, yeah. And then probably, you know, now he's probably raking them in 2-3 at a time.
You turn down a...
And so he's introducing himself as a Cardinal pitcher, and these girls, if outside of Wainwright, they're probably like, I have no idea who any Cardinal pitchers are. Didn't believe him and got denied at least 8 times by 8 different females.
I bet he was told like 5 Ozzie Smith stories. Cardinals,
Ray King might have been there, might not have, if he can confirm or deny it, but I was there and saw it. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you should call him out like that, Plows.
Yeah. Well, I think it's okay to...
I mean, he was in front of hundreds of people getting denied. And this is 3 years ago. I imagine, like I said, now he's doing just fine. This isn't calling anybody out. I think the statute of limitations on this is come and gone. I think he's just fine with this story, Doug.
Plowsy, you're really up on your statute of limitations there. It's something you pay attention to a lot.
Just don't want it to sound like he was desperate and just begging... Women.
I tell you what, Wheelhouse, you go down there. Ray King, you boys are invited to the pool party Saturday. Don't worry, Trav, I have floaties for you.
Yes! Yes!
You need floaties to swim?
I do, Doug. Doug, here's the thing. I cannot swim. And I don't try not how to swim. I think I said that correctly. But I just, I prefer floaties for security purposes. I feel better that way.
Now, I've seen stories on the network news about how many... Black Americans.
Yes.
Why is
more than half of the drownings in this country are of African Americans? Because
you don't have pools, I guess.
Here's the thing:
pools in the city.
Cops come into our community and take our pools.
They
wow.
do.
Yeah.
Wow.
The people don't talk about that enough.
They just, wow. They just
they come in and they go say, "Oh, you got yourself a pool, huh? Not in my town."
And they just take the they take the water.
They just take the pools.
They take like, the whole pool.
The whole thing. They just
they take the pool proper.
They put ink in the pool. And I'm like, "No, you will not swim."
Most kids that I knew were taken to some kind of swimming class when they were about 4 or 5 years old, whether you wanted to or not. We're going to learn how to swim real quick.
Well, I went to the St. Louis Public Schools, and we were too busy trying to have books. So they're like, I guess we'll get around to a pool at some point.
The police took the books, too.
Right. Oh. Along with lunch.
Don't even get me started on lunch. You want food? Go hunt it yourself.
But aren't you kind of leery if you're at a lake or something?
I'm extremely leery.
You know how many oceans I've been to with him? I feel so responsible whenever he's around.
You know, it would take you about an hour to learn how to swim.
Doug,
that be something that you would put on your bucket list? I'd kind of like to not be afraid every time I'm around water.
That's true.
Take an hour, you'd learn how to do it.
Doug, he's playing Pokemon. He doesn't have time.
That might be instead of taking an hour to play Pokemon today,
okay.
Why don't you go to the YMCA or someone and sign up for a swimming lesson?
Okay, Doug has inspired me, guys.
Travis, I would recommend doing like a private lesson because at this point, at your age, it really looks embarrassing. You know, if you're...
Well, there's popularity around the St. Louis
metro
area. Or
bring like a kid, you know, that says it's your son and then you get in the pool with him and train with him. So, yeah.
If you learn an area with a shallow pool, there's no danger. If you don't get it at first, you just stand up.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of stand up, Ryan Kelly was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. He was number 3 in the nation for FHA volume and number 9 in the nation for most closed loans last year. You have to ask yourself, ready, Travis?
Go for it.
Why would you go anywhere else?
That's a good question.
Did I make my voice gravelly enough like Tim?
Well, you start out really low, and then you add in a gravelly effect later.
Why would you not call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan and his team make the process easy and take you from start to finish without all the headaches and hassles. That's the Home Loan Expert, LLC. Doug, it's been a fun hour, man.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it?
Well, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fun?
We're just kind of all over the map here, aren't we?
Lots of great calls. I know you love hearing from the listeners.
The phone lines are poison.
They are. The appliances are phone lines. Great work, everybody, for the first hour. We'll come back. We'll take a quick break. My name is Chris Denman. I got Doug Vaughn to my left, Travis Terrell to his left. It's a fun Friday, everybody. We'll come back. We'll have the exit poll. What do you think, Trav? You ready for that?
Let's get this party going.
That is exactly right. It's a Lakeside Roofing exit poll on the other side of the break. Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.